are we off the hook over the refugee issue? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In today's program, we'll explore that a little bit more. Plus, we'll get a bird's eye view on what's happening at Urbana 15, North America's biggest student missions conference. But first, for refugees fleeing the ongoing civil war in Syria, escape is often the last option and the only hope for a life free of fear. We spoke recently with Tom Doyle, Middle East expert and author of the book Killing Christians, about the plight of the refugees.
These are battered, desperate people that have no place to go. And so many of the refugees, just they have nothing.
There's been a lot of talk lately from politicians here in the U.S. and abroad who want to deny access to refugees. Where do you feel we should stand as Christians on this subject?
We've been called to fulfill the Great Commission, and that's to go around the world. And here's the amazing thing. The nations of the world are coming to us. We want the government to function and root out the bad guys, that's for sure. But the church has to function as a church and fulfill the Great Commission.
If you want to dig in a little bit deeper or find practical ways to respond, you'll find them at missionnews.org. Switching gears on day two of Urbana 15, that's a student missions conference in St. Louis, Missouri. Francis Chan with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship dug into a hard topic, living under Christ's authority.
Those early years at college, just trying to figure out, God, where are you sending me? What do you want me to do? And there was so much of me that was afraid of that question. There was so much of me that was afraid of the authority of Jesus Christ.
Emily Johnston is a Global Opportunities Coordinator at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The perspective that he brought is this idea that the world tells us that we don't want to live under authority.
Why are we so often afraid of Christ's authority? According to Chan, it's because Christ's authority includes a willingness to suffer. The catch?
We have the freedom within the authority of God to enter into the suffering of the world. We have the opportunity to enter into that with the security that God's with us.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In a country devastated by an earthquake and a blockade of essential goods in 2015, there are some problems that are being overlooked. One of them primarily is human trafficking in Kathmandu. But that's a problem that Vision Beyond Borders is working to remedy. Soren is a VBB representative in Nepal. We talked to him about the extreme hardships that trafficking creates among Kathmandu's poor.
A lot of the women, they were forcefully into this business, and some of them were sold by their own father, own brother, and all. They wanted to come out from it. So we started to rescue them one after another.
A safe house in Kathmandu is where VBB offers job training to lift girls out of the trade.
Their family also forced to accept them because they have seen the positive thing in their life. So God is showing really favor on this ministry.
What can we do about it? Well, we can pray for these girls and women who want to leave their old lifestyle behind. We can pray for them as they learn a different vocation and that they would be receptive to the Word of God. In our next story, we're talking about another solution to human trafficking. Operation Mobilization's Freedom Challenge Climb has saved thousands. But sadly, the founder, Kathy Anderson, recently passed away. She's touched thousands of lives with her work, shared the gospel, and was an inspiration to all she came into contact with. Now, OM's inviting you to be part of her legacy by keeping her dream alive of saving the voiceless and introducing them to Christ. Just as Kathy Anderson made a huge impact in her lifetime, so are the women of Women for Orphans Worldwide, or WOW. WOW's a program through Orphan Outreach. The group looked at its 2016 goals during its recent annual luncheon. In the new year, WOW will participate in a Guatemalan program, providing support for families and children working in the ravine dumps. Would you please pray for the program's success and learn more about how to be part of the solution at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The stories in that email feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.